Strange Dwarf Productions, bringing you stories that Hollywood can't tell. And today, why we can't trust the news. News is a business designed to make a profit. And oftentimes that profit interferes with the needs of people, society, or humanity. So it's often twisted and lies are told. And stories that offend the profit of the news or the profit of the ultra-rich will not be told, and dissenters will fall victim to character assassination.
Television is not the truth. Television is a goddamn amusement park. Television is a circus, a carnival, a traveling troupe of acrobats, storytellers, dancers, singers, jugglers, sideshow freaks, lion tamers, and football players. We're in the boredom-killing business.
And as a business, they're there to make a profit.
Because less than 3% of you people read books. Because less than 15% of you read newspapers. Because the only truth you know is what you get over this tube. Right now, there is a whole, an entire generation that never knew anything that didn't come out of this tube.
And this tube places ideas, suggestions, subliminal and etc. as they create a reality within you. They really do. There's a solemn trust that seems to be voided sometimes as they use this suggestibility factor to market for profit.
But man, you're never going to get any truth from us. We'll tell you anything you want to hear. We lie like hell.
Did you know that in 2003, a United States court said it was legal to lie on the news? In a case involving Monsanto, Fox News was shown and proven that they were able to lie and enhance and make up the news that was legal. Truth is not a requirement of the news. They actually can lie and falsify news reports to enhance sales.
This tube is the gospel, the ultimate revelation.
To small minds, it really is the gospel.
This tube can make or break presidents, popes, prime ministers.
And the sensationalism of us versus them is used to market, used to employ, used to help to get you into a story so that you'll believe it.
This tube is the most awesome goddamn force in the whole godless world. And woe is us if it ever falls into the hands of the wrong people.
There is incredible power of this suggestibility.
The most awesome goddamn propaganda force in the whole godless world. Who knows what shit will be peddled for truth on this network?
At the top of all this network is the ultra rich.
We'll tell you any shit you want to hear. We deal in illusions, man. None of it is true.
It is truly profit over people marketing.
This is mass madness, you maniacs! In God's name, you people are the real thing! We are the illusion!
And there used to be over 1,000 corporations handling the news, then a couple hundred, but now it's all down to just 5 simple owners. 5 corporations. Corporations with their fingers in too many pies. Corporations designed to protect other products and other interests. Like the evil ultra-rich. And when that happens, we don't get a true news. We get marketing profit over people. They can market most anything. They can even convince you that you like the taste of urine.
Actually, people can believe they like the taste of urine.
Really?
We tested it once.
Sports drink? The success of this product depends on people being shallow, superficial, self-obsessed, greedy, and desperate for attention.
Most humans are greedy, shallow, and desperate for attention. And this makes us susceptible to the ultra-rich, which now control the world.
There are no nations. There are no peoples. There are no Russians. There are no Arabs. There are no third worlds. There is no West. There is only one holistic system of systems. One vast and immane, interwoven, interacting, multivariate, multinational dominion of dollars. Petrodollars, electrodollars, multidollars.
These ultra-rich have so much money, they own the news, control the news, manipulate the news, and want to control the masses.
There is some degree of political bias and spin in the way they report the news. In this case, CNN adopted a more culpable and arguably pro-Democrat response, while Fox News emphasized Republican spokespersons who defended the CIA's methods. According to this study, at least one-fifth of the facts reported by all news networks are false. According to Gallup polls, less than a quarter of Americans trust TV news. Overall, only 40% of Americans trust mass media. This is very different to the 68% of Americans who trusted mass media back in 1972.
While Americans' confidence in the news media has tumbled to a new low when it comes to trust in newspapers, television, or the internet, a recently released Gallup poll has found that the level of faith in each of the three major news media platforms is at or tied with record lows, following a trend that's deepened in the last few years.
Consolidation of media, where we had dozens of giant media outlets, and now there's only five corporations controlling everything Americans see, hear, and read.
Manny, for the first time, Americans actually trust news on the internet more than they do TV.
These ultra-rich have so much money that they've taken control of the institutions and of the media, as well as the world.
It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet.
Today's generation is starting to doubt this.
Headlines. Hold on. This is the news. You got a problem with the news now?
Yes, the news media does not tell the truth. They distract, they distort. They do things that enhance their sponsors. Because even CNN has said and promised they will be truthful, but not neutral. They manipulate the news.
Yeah. I got a big goddamn problem with the news. You ready for this? The news is completely manipulated. Everything you hear every single day is designed by corporate media to do one thing and one thing only.
Jesus.
To keep you living in fear.
Oh, fear?
Yes, the mindless masses are manipulated and spoon-fed. Please don't be spoon-fed your opinions by the media. Learn to think critically.
Total fear. Fear so you'll go out and you'll spend money on things. Things you probably don't even need. Things you probably already have six of, so that their advertisers will keep buying ads on their stations. I'll tell you one more thing. You ready for this? I'll do this all day, man. I got days of day not at home. You don't believe me? I'll keep going. I'll drop a bomb on you bigger than Nagasaki.
Hey!
What? What?
More and more people are thinking critically and starting to understand how that the news and the media manipulate things.
There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today.
Money and control. Now let's look at the Chinese philosophy on the media and the news.
Media are fundamental in our societies, and they constitute the major sources of information. The social responsibility of the media is to pursue the truth, but not at the cost of ordering people's privacy. The press has a duty to stay neutral, objective, and balanced in all circumstances. It is also important for the public to enjoy a vibrant and diverse media and hear voices from different perspectives.
But now that we're talking about massive, massive, massive ultra-rich people, we're not hearing those voices.
The media whipped up public opinion, didn't it?
NHK and other media were the biggest promoters of the war. Then when it was over, they said it was a mistake.
A Japanese newspaper, their prophet, fanned the fires of hate and bigotry and drove the Japanese people into war through their propaganda, through marketing and manipulation of the news.
I wanted to give the news to the world. And I wanted to give it unvarnished.
News should be unbiased and not used as a tool to help promote the powerful ultra-rich.
But I also knew there was more to life than buying something for a dollar and selling it for two.
News is a business and should be used to help make profit, but not when profit is number one. People and facts should be number one.
Reporting the news is a privilege and a responsibility, and it is not exploitable.
It's not about telling people what they want to hear. It's about telling people the facts that they need to hear to make decisions.
In order to reach the world, you will have to go through John Barnacue. And not only will you have to pay him to do this, far more important, you'll have to agree with him.
There is a power of suggestibility cannot be denied. This power should not be abused.
I urge you to agree. This company is not for sale.
Yes, few people have the power to put people in front of profit and resist. And yes, it is true. The courts allowed the news to lie. They said that telling the truth is not mandatory. They can actually falsify reports. And if we told the true story of the true natures of what's happening in the world, we might tell a news that looks something like this.
Death from big tobacco cigarettes are over 6 million people a year. Most smokers have their first addictive smoke under legal age. And still the world governments, the FDA, the police, and all the authorities refuse to enforce the law. Adults recklessly endanger young children who still get tobacco by reckless endangerment or willful neglect by these adults. And this goes unchecked. Tobacco use will kill 1 billion people in the 21st century if the smoking trend continues. Smoking does nothing positive for the body, and the body rejects the first exposure. People only start smoking out of sexual insecurity, and they continue out of emotional insecurity. Tobacco is a hideous addictive drug that takes over 10 years of your life away, vast quantities of your money, and is openly being given to our children. And no one makes a move to stop this. Government authorities do not act on this addictive substance, wasting our money and taking lives. In the news tonight, the deaths from bad diet and physical inactivity now go over 10 million people worldwide every year. Big sugar and the synthetic food industry are marketing products and a lifestyle that is killing massive amounts of people. The sale of unhealthy foods accelerates as the vendors make money killing their customers slowly. In the news tonight, the deaths from synthetic prescription drugs will exceed 500,000 people this year. Coupled with all the deaths from medical complex built on drugs and surgery, the death toll is astounding. Movements for safe, natural medicine are attacked violently and squelched. In the news tonight, 4 million people die each year from water-related disease that can be easily prevented. In the news tonight, 10,000 people a month die from guns. In America alone, there's an average of 75 children a week dying from guns, as 85 people a day die from guns. The leading cause of death in pregnant women is murder. In the news tonight, big sugar, big tobacco, and big synthetic chemicals make over 80% of the disease, and they use big pharma and big medical care to make money off of these sick people. The cost to all of us taxpayers is in the trillions every year, and all of us pay and pay and pay. The ultra-rich get richer from causing and then from treating disease. In the news tonight, the leading cause of violence in the entire world is domestic violence directed against women. Men who are born with different mental sexual identity are made to suppress their feelings, and then they strike out at females, and they cause tremendous violence. In the news tonight, anger, hate, greed, arrogance cause the misdirection of funds from education of the minorities so that the minority children get less education and thus they appear stupid. Only equal economic education would solve this, but the rich do not want to share with the poor. In the news tonight, the recent financial crisis resulted in a massive bailout as money was given to the rich, who got far richer, and the poor got far poorer.
In America, the Federal Reserve is owned by secret owners who are not held accountable. There is no audit. And these secret ultra-rich people made the world's largest profit ever recorded last year of over $500 billion in 1 year. While the masses of unemployed are ousted from their homes, businesses closed, and people living in the street, the bailout pushed many companies out of business, and ones getting funds made record profits. In the news tonight, there's a strange, unaccounted incident of 9/11. It is obvious that no plane hit the Pentagon, and the events of the World Trade Tower are left vague. Then later, on the eighth day of the eighth month of 2008, the U.S. gave itself the right to listen to all electronic media, every bank transaction, every credit card use, every PayPal account, every access to any computer, all telephone calls, all emails. They can even listen to you when your phone is off. All rights of privacy and personal security are gone. On the same day, the eighth day of the eighth month of 2008, Rupert Murdoch took over the Wall Street Journal, and now a couple of large corporations control all the press you read, all the movies you see, all the music you hear, and all what you know about the world around you. Any words of protest, any movies of dissent, any expression against the synthetic drugs or the ultra-rich will be made fun of and dismissed as fanatical. In the news tonight, the ultra-rich censor what we see and hear. They listen to our every word, and they use brainwashing to shape what we know. They have more mind control than ever over us. To them, profit is greater than people, and the ultra-rich have enslaved minions of petty, small-minded law regulators to attack anyone that stands in their way. The ultra-rich start wars based on lies. They put our soldiers into harm's way for profit and for arrogance. The ultra-rich cover up the truth. The ultra-rich own the media, and they twist stories for their own benefit. The ultra-rich have power beyond the law. And 1% of the people now have more money than the 3 billion poorest. In the news tonight, we truly live in the darkest times of human existence. The ultra-rich kill 100 million people every year to make profit. The ultra-rich commit mass murder on a global level with tobacco, synthetic drugs, white sugar, and weapons like guns. The ultra-rich commit their crimes openly, preying on emotional insecurity and media suggestibility to increase their profits while killing people. The ultra-rich control the world governments, the police, the media. We have lost our rights of privacy. We've lost our rights of free speech. We've lost many other basic human rights. All who oppose the ultra-rich are attacked. It is a silent night as we breathlessly wait to see who can battle these forces and fight the ultra-rich lizard mind.